Right. It is today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. We get together each and every day to talk about Scrum. We also hang out at community.agileforhumans.com. Join us over there. It's a free community. Lots of awesome stuff going on. Like and subscribe. Check it out, everybody. Your likes and subscribes have led to us preemptively building a store because we're almost to 10,000. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy, Todd?
Yep, like 700 away from 10,000 at this moment.
Tell you what, man,
725.
I like this stuff. I hope we get to 10,000 so we can start wearing this.
Yeah, me too. Do it. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Share it with your friends. Show it to everybody you know. We are so close. We need like 700 likes and subscribes. And Squirrel Burger, Burn the Burn Down, hoodies, cups, all sorts of stuff could be yours. Let's get it done, people.
Let's all go. Right.
Todd, today we're going to talk about product goals and sprint goals. We had a question that came in through the chat or through our comment section. What's an example of a product goal and a sprint goal? We just so happen to teach that quite often in classes. And so Todd has so graciously brought up another mural and he's going to get us started and I'll probably jump in somewhere. But Todd, product goal and sprint goal, please.
Yeah, so this is a team that I had worked with, and sort of the way that they had arranged this is a retail web front, I guess you could say. And it was custom built, but the product owner in this instance, they were trying to make it easier for customers to buy what they want. So they had a couple hypotheses on how to do that. One was, as the sprint goal says, to enable a customer to pay with a digital payment, digital form of payment. Like by digital form of payment, they meant like Apple Pay, Google Pay, Amazon Pay. And so that was one hypothesis that you can see became a sprint goal. There was others, like a recommendation engine was another hypothesis that was a PBI on the product backlog. But ultimately, this really just shows that you can have and should have multiple sprint goals that are going to try to achieve this longer term objective called a product goal. And I think this is a pretty relatable example, Ryan.
Yeah, I think so. When we teach this in courses, I mean, we change it up, but really like trying to make it clear, we're trying to improve the customer buying experience is our big objective, right? Mm-hmm. And an aspect of that is going to be the experience of submitting payment, of actually like the shopping cart experience, right? Because we've all, how many times have you abandoned a cart because it's like, man, it's the 100th click and I've had it. I just wanted to buy something. I didn't want to fill out a survey, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. So product goals that kind of set the big picture, sprint goals that give us something achievable in a sprint that builds up to that big picture. And then if you look, I'll move the banner here. No, there are some ideas in the sprint backlog that helped even to achieve that. So you've got alignment from the work that a Scrum team is doing to a sprint goal and then all the way up to a product goal. And what's interesting, Todd, what I love about this new concept, what the product goal does, it's kind of like that middle piece between the Scrum team and the organization, right? It gives us that connection to product vision, corporate efforts, the big goals of the company. So in effect, if the product owner is doing his or her job well, every time we grab a product backlog item and start working on it, we should know which corporate initiative we're supporting all the way up and down the chart, right? Just a really cool concept.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about this too is it just leads you to question everything that you're doing or, you know, in sprint planning is what we're talking about help to contribute to the product goal. Since we have a sprint goal that relates to the product goal. And then even during the sprint, right? Can we bring this enhancement or bug into the sprint with it threatening the sprint goal? Does this improve us upon our product goal? It really helps, honestly, just asking those questions, I think really just helps bring a lot of focus to the Scrum team. So I think there's a benefit in that in and of itself.
Absolutely. I even think the stakeholders benefit, Todd. If we're in a sprint review and we're looking just at the sprint goal and whether or not it was achieved, it can be hard to keep that big picture in mind. Right. But if I'm a stakeholder who has a clear picture of product goal, I know we're working on the customer experience. I can see how this work in the sprint either did or did not contribute to that. Kind of gives me some more transparency as a stakeholder too about where we are, where we're trying to go, whether or not we're achieving the big things by doing these sprints. And I think it just enhances understanding for everybody.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. And I really hope that what we provided here is a good concrete example. You know, this purple sticky notes, if you're watching, around the product goal definition. This is Scrum Guide stuff. Long-term objective for the Scrum team, that's a product goal. And then sprint goal, it's a step towards the active product goal.
Let us know in the comments if this was helpful. We'd love to hear or read your questions, your comments. Let us know if this worked. Like and subscribe. Man, we are so excited about the merch. We're almost there. Let's get it done. Todd, I think it's end screen time.
I think so too. Yeah.
All right. Check us out on the socials. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are fairly active. Again, like and subscribe. Over half of you watching are not subscribed. What's up? Go ahead and hit that button. And let's get us closer to the merch store. Some videos are going to pop up. On the left is our Scrum 101. On the right is our EBM 101 that just released. We quietly released EBM 101. So now you can learn evidence-based management and the Scrum framework for free right here on the Agile for Humans YouTube channel. So like and subscribe so you don't miss any future classes. Leave us your questions and comments below. Check out the description for more information about Todd and I. And you know what? That's enough. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do it.